If you think equity is the point of the justice system, then you don't care about the details. You're not interested in the evidence. You're not interested in who is actually guilty or innocent before the law. What you care about instead is the appearance of the defendants, the identity of the people who were convicted and acquitted. According to the principles of equity, how you were born determines whether or not you are guilty. That's equity. And it's not a fringe theory anymore. According to Joe Biden himself, equity is the organizing principle of this White House. He said so the day he was inaugurated. But in order to replace equality in our justice system and every other institution with equity, that means you have to tear down the system we currently have and have used for the last 250 years. That's not easy. It's a big assignment. How do you do it? Well, in the justice system, there's no faster way to tear it down than by calling judges racist, which, needless to say, is exactly what they're doing now.
He has made a series of decisions. Each one perhaps may be individually defensible, but in totality lead to the impression of a biased, racist judge with his Trump rally cell phone that is trying to get Rittenhouse a walk.
I almost wanted to speak too early there. His reference to the Trump phone, you may not know that, and it's a little pithy dig, is that the judge in the Rittenhouse case's phone went off. Some people think he left it on instead of putting it on silence because when it rings, it plays Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. And that was one of Trump's songs that he used at the rally. That's what he's making reference to. I mean, that's a well-known song. It's been around forever.
Kind of a stretch, sir.
It's a beautiful song. Even before it was huge, before Trump ever embraced it.
Oh yeah.
But
whatever.
They're setting it up. They're setting up the pins like Janet, you and I as kids used to set up the half gallon milk cartons because they made good size for pins. Mm-hmm. And then we had our little volleyball that we'd roll. They're setting up the pins for a strike against this verdict, no matter what it is. Because if they get some kind of a conviction, they're not going to be happy because it won't be the death penalty.
It won't be enough.
It won't be enough. It never is for these folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Welcome to November 18th.
I know. So it goes. It's Thursday. It's a big day.
It is a big day, yeah.
Because it's your birthday.
It's
happy
my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You got plans?
I do. I'm gonna have lunch with my brother-in-law. He doesn't know this yet.
Oh, surprise!
But he's taking me to lunch.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, he came in, and it was a blessing. It was one of those deals where he had a drop off in Danville.
Okay,
and he's gonna come and hang around with us for a couple of days. He came and bobtailed it on the way back. Left his trailer down there. It's the first time he's come to the house.
What is
bobtailing?
What does that mean?
Or deadheading? I think is what it's called. We got a bunch of truckers out there. What is the term you use when you leave your trailer and then you go? You just drive the cab. I think it's bobtailing or deadheading or something. Or maybe deadheading is when you have to pull the trailer and there's nothing on it.
Maybe we should stop talking because we don't know what. And they're probably laughing hysterically right now.
Well, somebody will text us and let us know or call us.
They've just got their head in their hand going, oh my word, what are y'all doing?
Don't even get in your truck today.
That's right. Hey, here's our thought of the day for Mark's birthday.
Okay.
Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree yesterday.
Wow. That's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You plant something today and somebody benefits.
You might not see it. You might not live to see it, but you can make a difference. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone else planted a tree yesterday.
Had a conversation with somebody recently about, all the works that were done in these great, magnificent cathedrals that they literally worked on paintings for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And they may have never seen their finished work. Somebody else picked up, and
because they were so extensive.
But we benefited for hundreds of years now,
right?
Those beautiful
from
paintings.
That. 434-248-0704. That's our text number. Hope you're going to use it this morning with our Mind Jam trivia.
Wow, this is a good one. You got me. Okay,
this is going to be kind of a theme today, even with our life hacks.
Oh, okay, awesome. All right, so clothes, credit card interest, and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on. What is the number one thing Americans waste their money on?
So we've already told you what it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, well, it is, but it's not the number one.
Yeah, clothes, credit cards, and alcohol.
Right. Those were in the top things that Americans waste money on. Mm-hmm. We want to know what was number one.
Okay.
434-248-0704. On this day in history, in 1928, it was the little mini movie that started it all. Mm. Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie is released. It's the first Mickey Mouse sound cartoon. Oh, there he is.
I can see him whistling and moving back and forth.
Yep.
Yep.
It really did start it all, though.
Yeah, it really did.
Very modest, humble little film that has become, talk about a legacy, good Lord.
Good night.
He's probably rolling in his grave with some of the stuff they're doing, but yeah, other than that, in 1959, Ben-Hur, starring Charlton Heston, premieres in New York. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1960.
You may conquer the land, you may slaughter the people, that is not the end. We will rise again. The day Rome falls, there will be a shout of freedom such as the world has never heard before.
Imagine somebody saying that in the speech now, they'd probably be arrested.
When my Mark is teasing me about my love of old movies,
right.
He'll come into the kitchen, he's like, Janet, Janet, my love. That, I'm like, shut up.
You know,
don't make fun of my old movies. I love them.
Well, you think about when this was filmed, in the late 50s, mm-hmm. That scene where the chariot scene stinking amazing.
It is amazing. And have you ever seen the behind the scenes?
I have
of
not.
That?
I'd love
you
to.
You should look that up because it's pretty fascinating. Yeah. And folks were hurt.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And that
was incredible.
You know, the thing that the spikes on the wheels, that was way before James Bond started doing it. I'll tell you that.
I know, that's right. and it's actually a real thing that they did. Mm. Well, a somber day in history with this next one. In 1978, we had the mass suicide in Jonestown at the behest of Jim Jones, who was the head of a group called People's Temple. Yeah. It was formed in Indianapolis, Indiana, and then they moved to Guyana in 74 and set up just outside of Georgetown. Mm.
Jones had an imagination of creating the perfect communist society in which everybody would live in cooperation and benefit from each other. His ideas were starting to take shape while in California. Despite the considerable success, Jones dreamt of setting up a compound for his church outside of the United States.
Hmm.
Yeah. Boy, that was...
And that's how stuff like that usually works, mm-hmm. folks.
Yep.
It is. In 1963, push-button phones are used for the first time. Crazy.
I found this old Bell. I think it's a Bell South commercial. Okay. Here we go. Rotary. New technology.
Are you tired of going around in circles? Well, now's the time to get the touch. South Central Bell Touch Tone Service. Because now till August 31st, you save $20 with free connection. And it's only $1.75 a month. Touch Tone puts a world of services right at your fingertips.
Now, the commercial goes on to say, Janet, and I remember this, but I didn't until I heard it. You would actually lease your phone.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You didn't own that dial tone phone in your house.
That's
you leased it.
Exactly.
For so many dollars a month.
Right. Which is why we didn't have one.
Right.
I can remember being a little child mm-hmm. in the 70s. And if you went to a house that had a touch tone phone, that was fancy living right there.
Sure.
So that was. But it's because they would. You would have to lease it. You couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it would just go on and on and on.
And now those things are at the flea market. I'll give you a dime for it. A quarter's too much.
I thought we had arrived when we had a touch tone phone.
Well,
I'll tell you. In 1985, Paul McCartney releases Spies Like Us.
I don't have a soundbite.
You said you tried to listen.
The song sucks.
Was it the album or is that just the song?
Just the song. I didn't look to see if there was an album attached to it.
He tries to go kind of
like punk 80s wave stuff. And it just is unbesetting of a former Beatle to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought some of his wing stuff I thought was a little...
interesting,
you know, poppy and stuff too.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
All right, so no spies like us. Mm-mm. You'll have to peel that banana yourself if you want to hear that.
I don't have a soundbite for this next one, but it is cool.
It is cool. In 2015, Kangaroo Dundee, a wildlife TV series, premieres featuring Bjorja and Roger, the ripped kangaroo.
You showed me that picture yesterday. That's insane. It's photoshopped. It honestly looks like
it. It does not look real.
Yeah.
He looks like a man.
Right.
A man covered in fur. A really fit, buff man.
Right.
I mean, biceps and rippling muscles. I didn't know they could get like that.
I didn't either. It's odd.
I wouldn't have believed it had it not been in this documentary series on BBC.
Right.
They have no reason to fake that.
Right. And it was like a reddish hair with a, I call it a blonde, like chest area or whatever.
Look up Roger the Ripped Kangaroo. Yeah. It is insane. It's just the craziest thing ever.
Wow.
Birthdays today. Got to get to those quickly. Owen Wilson is having a birthday. He's 53.
We took the fun side with him yesterday playing across from, I can't remember the actress's name right now, but this is a serious Owen Wilson. This is how I was actually introduced to this actor, behind enemy lines.
That and the routine on the ship kind of wore me out.
The routine?
The routine.
What you don't know from experience is that the routine, that's what you do to prepare for war.
We're not at war, sir.
Yes, we are.
Now, Mayor, we're pretending we're in the middle of the fight, but that's all we're doing is pretending, because we're not fighting, we're watching.
You should be glad you're not in a fight, Lieutenant, because with your attitude, you wouldn't last long.
That is an excellent movie. Now, it's graphic, but it is.
And which movie was it?
Behind Enemy Lines.
Huh.
Gene Hackman is the other voice you heard there.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal, and the ending will surprise you.
Wow.
But it's a cool ending. So,
Crazy. Anyway. Also having birthdays today, Mike Epps turns 51 years old.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything I couldn't bleep.
No problem. David
Ortiz
is having a birthday today.
This one's for you, Trey.
To right field. Ichiro going back, looking around. It's gone. Into the first row of seats for Big Poppy. Gets his 31st of the year. Red Sox on the board, 1-0.
They called him, they call him Big Poppy because he was such a big, he is such a big guy, but he's funny. He's just, you could tell he was out there having fun making billions of dollars playing baseball. Nice guy.
Very good. Also having a birthday today is Kirk Hammett. I'm not familiar with his music much, but many of you are.
Yeah, his guitar is like, yeah.
That's right.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, it stopped.
That was me willing it to stop. That's what that was. Damon Wayans Jr. is having a birthday today. He turns 39 years old.
Like what happened to bird flu? Remember bird flu? Like it hit, but like nobody got sick. Because that was going to be my new excuse to calling sick from work. Call the boss up like, yo, hey, listen, I'm not coming in today. Yeah, I got it. That bird flu. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, I don't think that's going to work.
No.
Also having a birthday is Allison Felix, turning 36 years old.
She runs very fast.
Third heat of the women's 400, Allison Felix, third from the left.
Allison there in lane four, known for her speed.
In a really nice stride, looks super comfortable. The important positions are the top three. Felix has taken care of that, no problem, and it is tight. But it's Allison Felix with a win in her heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, just these girls, ladies, whatever, women. Am I allowed to say women?
Mm-hmm.
That just they're
for
so,
some of us, yes.
Yes, they're so committed to their craft. Really, it is.
Here's a lady committed to her craft. She's turning 51 today. Megyn Kelly.
The thing about Obama was, he was divisive in his own way. The most divisive thing he did was Obamacare. And I was on Fox News during that time for the rise of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party now people would suggest the Tea Party was all about race. It had very little to do with race when it was first popping up. They wanted smaller government, and they wanted less taxation, and they wanted fiscal responsibility.
That's what they still want.
They still want that. That's absolutely.
That's what we want. Yep. So,
I guess that would make us.
They've been very vilified, but not in a fair way.
Mm-mm.
That was the whole schmear campaign.
Yep.
The wrap-ups.
Wrap-up smear,
as they call
Nancy.
It. They were pretty successful.
Oh, they
with
were.
Vilifying the Tea Party, for sure. A couple more. Kevin Nealon is having a birthday today, turning 67.
What to do when you get a ticket or get pulled over?
A couple weeks ago, a cop pulled me over because you can't use a cell phone where I live. You know, you can't be talking into the phone. You could eat a Big Mac. You know, you could put your makeup on in the mirror. You could have a Starbucks between your legs. You could be steering with your knees, but you can't hold a cell phone. And the cop pulled me over. They never tell you what you do wrong. He sticks his head in the window. He goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Excuse me, I'm on the phone."
Hello.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and that's why I'm here, Your Honor.
Now, this next one, I have to... You need to understand, people. If you haven't figured it out by now, Janet is a huge fan of country music and The Office.
Indeed.
So when we have someone from The Office, I always cringe, like, did I pick the right part for Janet? did I meet the need for The Office? I think you might like this one today.
Oscar Nunez having a birthday today, turning 62.
I'm going to set up the scene. It's where they were all acting like they were in Savannah. And they were in the conference room acting out parts. And here comes Oscar running in saying,
"I do declare.
Corporate says we can't send any more checks out."
Yeah.
And this is where we're at.
So funny.
"I just got an email from corporate. Could be a problem with liquidity.
What's this strange Yankee accent coming out of your mouth, son? This here is Savannah."
"Phyllis,
is that plantate this plantation? We're running low on greenbacks, and we're having problems paying the people who give us the seeds and the dirt. We can't pay them." "Michael, I can't."
he was trying.
I know. He was trying. "I just can't do it." Yeah, there's been a murder in Savannah.
That's right.
I love that episode.
Is this the one where they shoot each other at the end?
Yeah, I think
or they try. Or they're pointing the guns at each other.
I remember that they did do the crime scene at one point.
Okay.
And they were using cold cuts for parts of that. It was very strange. Anyway.
That's The Office.
Yeah, 434-248-0704. Thanks for texting us your guesses on the Mind Jam trivia. We'll ask it one more time and go to break.
Close, credit card interest, and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What was the number one thing America's waste their money on?
We're going to tell you when we come back. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Yes, and it's my birthday today.
It is.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And for all of those people out there that are Virginia Tech fans that are going, "I cannot believe you didn't play the best Metallica song." Here we go. There you go.
Woo! It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I wanted to play that because I just had that, and I know you do, Janet, as we head into this Thanksgiving week next week.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful for you, our listeners, just for your participation. You text us, you email us, you call us. Just means a whole bunch to us, so thanks for being there for us. Otherwise, we don't have anything to do if you're not there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except talks amongst ourselves.
That's right.
Thanks for also participating in a Mind Jam trivia.
Let's do it again. We've got clothes, credit card interest, and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on. What is that number one thing? Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say online services that we don't use, like we got a Hulu account, or we got a Netflix account, or we have Prime, and we don't use them. That would be one of my things. It's just more of a modern kind of thing.
Well, and it could and that could be. We also had someone guess gift cards because you know lots of times you'll have gift cards and they don't get redeemed and that kind of thing. The answer is food.
Really?
We waste the most money on food.
Wow.
Usually food that we end up throwing away.
Okay.
And I forget how many millions of dollars is wasted in food every year.
Wow.
And I think that's why the food boxes are so popular, like Dinnerly and HelloFresh and all that. And I do like that about those subscriptions because you don't waste food. I don't throw food away.
Right.
If there's just two of you, it's a really great option. And I think in the long run, you probably do save money and you certainly don't waste food.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.